I think it was called Brothers 3 was the name. Yeah, it was a questionable establishment. Let's just say that. All right. Mike, thanks a lot, my friend. Looking forward to all your sports reports here in the morning on WRJN. Love listening to them. You get right to it. You cram it all in there. And we appreciate your work here at WRJN, my friend.
Great to see you and Terry. I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to visit more.
Oh, the holiday party.
Christmas party last weekend. Yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah. All right, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye. Mike Clemens, our sports guru here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. You enjoy your weekend. I'll catch you Monday morning, 6 o'clock, dark and early once again. Coming up next, Dan Marcus, followed by Kurt Vollman. We've got the whole crew. We've got Chris Morrow at night tonight and the whole weekend crew. 9 o'clock on the noggin right now at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is getting set to leave Washington to visit hurricane-battered areas of North Carolina. Matt Mercer with the state's Republican Party says they'll be glad to see him.
There needs to be every level of government working together to ensure we make Western North Carolina whole again.
Mr. Trump has criticized former President Biden's response in North Carolina. From there, Mr. Trump flies to Southern California to see the wildfire devastation. The president's blamed Governor Newsom and local leaders for water policies that he claims made things worse. CBS's Andres Gutierrez is in Castaic, site of a wildfire that broke out this week.
Crews are right now tending to hot spots. Cal Fire did say that the strong winds did test some of the containment lines yesterday. There was a spot fire that broke out on the western edge of the fire line, burnt about 100 acres, and today they are going to continue monitoring those hot spots and battling it up from the air and right here on the ground.
A final Senate vote could come as soon as today on the president's controversial nominee for defense secretary. Yesterday, Pete Hegseth cleared a procedural vote despite opposition from Democrats and a couple of GOP lawmakers. CBS's Torian Small.
Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine were the only two Republicans to vote no. Hegseth can only afford to lose one more Republican vote to still be approved.
The Israeli government is signaling it's ready to occupy parts of southern Lebanon after a deadline for full military withdrawal lapses Sunday. Hamas is set to return four female hostages to Israel from Gaza tomorrow. There's lots of excitement at the zoo in Washington this morning. Correspondent Wendy Gillette.
Children wearing bear hats welcome the return of two giant pandas to the Smithsonian's National Zoo from China.
Washington, D.C. is no longer unbearable.
Band and dancing panda then opened the new renovated habitat that three-year-olds Bao Li and Qing Bao now call home. Zoo director Dr. Brandy Smith.
The picture isn't bright for a lot of species, but with pandas it is.
Opening statements are scheduled today at ASAP Rocky's trial in Los Angeles. The rapper's charged with two felony counts of assault for allegedly firing a semi-automatic gun at a friend in 2021. Legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
His defense in this case is going to be that that was a prop gun that was actually unable to shoot real ammunition. Now, that is a shocking defense.
S&P futures are down 11. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council approved a downtown cop house on Main Street. It's a move to enhance safety and community engagement. The facility is expected to open in March. A $1 million cash bond was set yesterday for Devontae Caraway. He's charged with homicide in a fatal Racine County jail attack on New Year's Eve. The 47-second incident went unnoticed by staff for 22 minutes. Joseph Lee died in the hospital days later. Police and the community in Kenosha continue to search for 18-year-old Kayla Rose Sobzak. She's been missing since December 17th. She was last seen near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Her image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. A Racine man has pleaded guilty in a nationwide swatting scheme targeting Ring doorbell camera owners. Kaya Nelson faces up to 15 years in federal prison for making hoax emergency calls and live streaming police responses. And that Buc-ee's planned for just north of the Racine-Milwaukee County line will be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest. A 74,000-square-foot convenience store and gas station is planned to be built southwest of I-94 and Elm Road. It is still pending several public hearings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks trounced the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat 125-96 at Fiserv Forum. The win, despite some challenges getting back to Milwaukee from New Orleans, where the Bucks were stuck in a hotel during a record-breaking snowstorm. The start time to last night's game had to be pushed back an hour. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers:
showing up for a game 2 hours before the game off an airplane. My guess is that our science team would probably say not the healthiest thing to do. On the plane, we showed the guys their matchups. I told them to be prepared.
NFL, the Buffalo Bills face the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game Sunday at 5:30 from Arrowhead. Do the referees give the Chiefs a break when calling penalties?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so that's what we preach here in Kansas City.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 20, wind chills around zero. For tonight, some flurries or light snow showers, lows around 16. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs to the mid-30s. Sunny and 28 on Sunday. Monday, breezy and highs near 40. Currently, one above.
WRJN. Well, since you put me down,
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. Did we do it? Did we reach the end of the work week? That's a big yahoo. Welcome in and enjoy the rest of the day with us.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Looking out my back. cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Yes, it is.
understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. But you bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby.
I just wanna stop.
Thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. James Taylor. Did you know, and you can tell your daughter or granddaughter this, that Taylor Swift is named after James Taylor? And that's a fact. Walk up to her on the street someday and ask her. She'll tell you. It's true. I'm not exaggerating. Okay, enough of that. Coming up in half an hour, roughly, it's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song you haven't heard on the radio for a while. And this one is all about, okay, he dumped you, smile. That's pretty much it. You may know the song from the early 70s. On the way on WRJN.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
With local news and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt and loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. You tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
rock and roll pioneers, Buddy Holly, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without, come on with him. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on with him. You'll not
here, everybody's gonna want a dose. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Now her trace popped out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Popped out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's a lot going on out there, and we'll share it with you right here, right now, with this update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a move to enhance downtown safety and community engagement, Racine's Common Council has okayed a downtown cop house. It'll go in at 434 Main. The initiative is getting money through S.C. Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation and will serve as a hub for both law enforcement and social services downtown. The facility is expected to open its doors in March. It's $1 million cash bond for the suspect in a fatal Racine County jail attack. In court yesterday, prosecutors called what happened New Year's Eve a brutal, deadly assault. Devontae Caraway was in the lockup for attempted homicide. He's now added a homicide charge for the assault. The incident, which reportedly lasted 47 seconds, went unnoticed by jail staff for over 20 minutes. Joseph Lee didn't die right away. He passed a few days later in the hospital. There's another hearing for Caraway next week. Racine kids will be better connected. The Racine County Eye has a story today about the Racine Common Council approving a program aimed at bridging the digital divide. This week, the council voted to spend just over $500,000 in Public Service Commission funds. That money will be used to provide free laptops and long-term technical support to 460 low-income households. Funded entirely through a state grant, the initiative will offer 7 years of technical support, training, and replacement devices to families without reliable technology. You can go more in depth with that story.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 20, wind chills around zero. For tonight, some flurries or light snow showers, lows around 16. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs to the mid-30s. Sunny and 28 on Sunday, Monday, breezy and highs near 40. Right now, 3 degrees.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think to maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. And the Rivieras going out west where they belong. That does not mean Wilmot. WRJN.
Wherever you go, and they walk, and I walk, they dress. but you're late. I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again.
It's WRJN. I recently had a friend of mine tell me that this next song reminds her of me. And I'm not sure that's a compliment, because the song is Little Red Riding Hood by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, and that would make me the wolf. Gee, thanks, Pam. WRJN.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that you haven't heard on the radio for a while, and this is one by basically a one-hit wonder group out of England that had the same name as James Taylor's backup band at one point, but two completely different bands. Any guesses here? Anybody? Bueller? Well, the song is next. With the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista. Everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
the Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and the famous vault door. As we open it up for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, this one is a song from a British group that had the same name as James Taylor's backup band at one point, but two different bands on two different sides of the ocean. James Taylor from the States and this next band, The Flying Machine from Great Britain. They had one hit in the top 40. They released one other hit in the States, and it made number 87. So their first hit, the song you're about to hear, top five around Christmas time of 1969. And any other songs? Not so much. The song is Smile a Little Smile for Me, Rosemarie. Basically, this is saying you just got dumped. Smile anyway. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
You really should accept this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemarie. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemarie, you must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemarie, Rosemarie.
You're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemarie. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemarie, you must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad.
And smile a little smile for me, Rosemarie.
Just an excellent song. Smile a Little Smile for Me, Rosemarie, The Flying Machine. This morning's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Another nugget coming up this afternoon at 1:45-ish. This one from an Oklahoma-born Houston, Texas guy. And you'd think, okay, he's probably, you know, sang country songs. Not really. And you know a lot of songs by the guy who's performing at 1:45-ish this afternoon. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
WRJN. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Next week, we give you a chance to win tickets to see Peter Noonan and Herman's Hermits and the Association. And we'll reveal what you can win from us for Valentine's Day, WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charms, tell her no.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Trump administration's begun carrying out the president's directives on undocumented immigrants. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says deportation flights have begun. CBS New York's Ali Bauman says agents arrested several people working at a store in Newark, New Jersey. She spoke to the owner.
Do you think that this is going to deter your other employees from showing up to work?
Yes, exactly. That's the question. That's not really helping my business, obviously.